Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Tuesday Night Baseball. Walter Works with you on the call, Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. That's right, and tonight we got the Lakeland Flying Tigers visiting your Jupiter Hammerheads. First pitch slated for 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Walter Works with you on the call for the last week of baseball of this regular season at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Hammerheads hosting the Tigers. We'll be right back, folks, to get things going after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need to help.
And ladies and gentlemen, all set for first pitch here as we have a pop-up with Christian Santana leading things off for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. So we have a quick out number one. Holt Jones on the mound today for your Jupiter Hammerheads. So Santana popping out to kick things off for the Lakeland Flying Tigers, a part of the Tigers organization. That's going to bring up Peyton Graham into the box. 273 average on the season at 9 ribbies. He's playing shortstop today for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Here comes the third pitch of the evening from Jones. That's going to be called strike. So the count is 1-1 to Graham. One out here, top of the first inning. Final week of baseball for this regular season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Hammerheads trying to end things on a high note. 25-34 in the second half, 57-64 overall. As Holt Jones throws pitch number 5 and retires Peyton Graham. So the first strikeout of the evening for Holt Jones on pitch number 5.
The designated hitter, number 15, Manuel Segura.
So Graham is retired. Jones recording his first strikeout of the evening. That's going to bring up Manuel Sequeira into the box, the designated hitter in the 3 spot. Big swing and a miss. That's going to be strike 1. Sequeira, 240 on the year, 64 ribbies, 19 home runs. And a big high swing and a tip. That's going to be strike 2. So down in the count is Sequeira, 0-2 with 2 outs. And Jones looking to make it a quick top of the first inning for the Hammerheads. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And just misses. That's going to be called ball. Don't forget, folks, Inflatable Palooza this weekend at the Dean. Winding things down. An exciting season it's been in Jupiter. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. And Sequeira is retired. Jones with 2 strikeouts, a quick inning of work as we rock and roll to the bottom of the first inning. Hammerheads looking to get things going. They're up next, and you know we're going to do it right after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we are back, folks. Bottom of the first inning, top prospect Khalil Watson in the box. All eyes on Watson. Watson, a first-round pick in last year's draft. The big-time prospect takes the first pitch for ball one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. This one just catches the bottom of the plate there. That's going to be called strike. Count 1-1 to Watson. Bottom of the first inning. Watson leading things off. You know, if he gets on the bags, he's an instant threat. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Watson, a .226 average, 8 home runs, 40 RBIs. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Watson. And Watson chips this one over to the shortstop. It's going to be a routine play, and that's going to be out number one. So Graham able to get it over to Jenkins, no problem, and Watson is retired. So that's going to bring up Yidi Cappe, international free agent picked up in 2020. 287 on the season for Cappe. Two dingers. 13 ribbies. He's in the two spot playing designated hitter tonight. This pitch away, that's going to be called ball. So the count 1-1 to Cappe, one out. Nothing here in the bottom of the first. JT Hinson on the mound for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And Cappe rips this one past Graham at short for a stand-up single. So the speedy Yidi Cappe is on first, bringing up Joe Mack into the box. Your catcher tonight for the Jupiter Hammerheads, Mr. Mackety Mack. 231 on the season, 3 home runs, 12 ribbies. One out here with Cappe on first. So Hitson is going to be throwing his 8th pitch of the evening. Here it comes. That's going to be inside, ball one. Hinson getting his pitch. Throwing over to first. Checking Cappe. Cappe back safe. And here comes the 1-0 pitch to Mack. That one outside. Count goes to 2-0. So the Hammerheads losing their last two to the St. Lucie Mets last week in Jupiter. Looking at a shot in redemption to end the season on a high note. The Tigers, though, won't be an easy win. They've won 4 straight, taking care of Clearwater last week, improving to 32-26 in the second half. As this pitch to Cappe just catches the outside corner of the plate, That's going to bring the count to 3-1 to Mac. So Joe Mac in the box trying to move Cappy at first. Here comes the pitch to Mac. A big swing and a miss, bringing the count full. So the count now full to Joe Mac. Hits the 12 pitches in the books already in this bottom of the first. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. And just misses. And Mac is going to get a free ride to first on the Base on Balls Express train. So Cappy moves to second. Mac goes to first on the walk. And that's going to bring up the big bat in Jacob Berry. Berry playing third base tonight for your Hammerheads. A 262 average with two dingers and 19 ribbies. Berry went to Louisiana State. A first round pick in this year's draft. Here comes the pitch. And this one, nice pitch there by Hinson. Catches the corner of the plate. Strike one. And this pitch is away. That's going to be a ball. So the count now 1-1 to Berry. Cappy at second. Mac at first. One out here. Bottom of the first. Count 1-1 to Berry. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And this one just misses downstairs. Count goes to 2-1. Hinson showing poise on the mound. Getting his pitch from Rubalaka. Playing catcher today as that one's called strike. So the count goes even, 2-2. One out to Berry. Cappy at second. Mac at first. A lot of highlights in this season for the Jupiter Hammerheads. And lots of potential. They've shown to end the season here, especially in the second half, and a lot to look forward to next year. As Berry takes the ball, the count goes full. So here comes the 19th pitch from Hinson. And Berry rips this one. It's going to be right over to second. Will they get the double play? Yes, they will. What a play by Lakeland. And talk about some defense. No problem there. Santana to Graham to Jenkins for the double play. And just like that, we're going to the top of the second inning. Tie score here to end the first. 0-0. One hit for the Jupiter Hammerheads. We'll be back, folks. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com for this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball. And we're going to keep doing it after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy,
but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make...
And welcome back, folks. Roberto Campos leading things off here in the top of the first. Nothing score, all tied up. Hammerheads with one hit in the first as Campos rips this one over to Watson. Watson with the throw. Throw goes into the dirt, though. Montgomery not able to get a handle on it. And Campos is over to first. Will they rule it an error? Yes, they will. So Campos gets over to first, not awarded with the hit. The speedy center fielder, though, is always a threat on the bags. Now with Andrew Jenkins in the box. Jenkins, 259 on the season, two RBIs. Here comes the first pitch to Jenkins. Foul tipped behind home plate, strike one. So Campos reaching on the error. Jones with a 5.47 ERA on the season, 31 strikeouts. He's got two already tonight. Holt Jones already up on the count, 0-2 to Jenkins. Nobody out here, top of the second inning. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the scene for this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball. And Holt Jones on a nasty pitch retires Andrew Jenkins. And that's Jones' third strikeout of the evening. That's going to bring up Luke Gold into the box. Gold, 250 average on the season at 9 ribbies. He plays third base for your Lakeland Flying Tigers tonight. Jones checking Campos, throwing over to Montgomery, making sure that he's aware that they're aware of what's going on at first. Here comes the 15th pitch of the evening, Jones to Gold. And that slider catches the corner of the plate. That's going to be strike number one. And here comes the 0-1 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike two. So Gold down in the count, 0-2. Jones already looking for his fourth strikeout of the evening. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Ooh, hit him. Gold went to swing. Ball caught him right there in the wrist area as the trainer jogs over by the batter's box to check on Luke Gold. Looked like a breaking ball or a slider just catching him there in the hand, wrist area. So we'll give Gold a couple of moments as he's checked out at home plate in some obvious pain. Looking to see if he'll stay in the game. Gold playing third base. Looks like he was hit on his left hand. We'll see if that has any effect on his status for the rest of the game. A beautiful night here in Jupiter, Florida. Tuesday night baseball. Things kicking off in this series between the Lakeland Flying Tigers and your Jupiter Hammerheads. The last week of the regular season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And don't you forget about Inflatable Palooza. I know the kids have been bugging you all week about it. Make sure you come out and check the final weekend of this season. Jupiter Hammerheads baseball. Hammerheads and the Tigers all week and weekend long. So Gold stays in the game. Count is 0-2 to him as he just fouls this one. One out. Campos on first. Check swing up high. Did he go? No, he didn't. So good eye by Gold there. Not swinging. The 19th pitch from Jones is called ball. So the count now 1-2 to Luke Gold. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. And Jones gets his fourth strikeout of the evening. Nice pitching so far from Holt Jones. So that's going to bring up Jose De La Cruz, the right fielder, 206 average on the season, 40 ribbies, 10 home runs, a lot of pop when you talk about Jose De La Cruz. Jones already whipped 20 pitches in the books. Here comes number 21. And De La Cruz rips this one over to third. Nice pickup. And over to second for the throw. And out number three is Berry over to Sanoha. Nice play there to end the inning, folks. A quick three outs for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Score remains tied. Nothing, nothing. We'll be back for the bottom of the second inning right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov.
And welcome back, folks. Tuesday Night Baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Jake Thompson leading things off here in the bottom of the second. Thompson, the big first baseman, takes the first pitch called strike. Thompson went to Oklahoma State, picked up this year as an unrestricted free agent. Takes the next ball. Outside, count goes to 1-1 to Thompson. Thompson, 290 on the season, just one home run, 12 RBIs. He's actually playing left field. Rips this one foul. Montgomery is playing first base tonight. So Thompson in that fifth spot. Sanoha on deck, followed by Montgomery. Pitch outside and away. Count goes to 2-2. So the count goes even on the 23rd pitch from Hinston. And Thompson rips this one over in the gap and right by the warning track. To get it is the Speedy Campos. So a loud out number one. Thompson just pushes this one. It kept going and going and going towards the gap over there in right center, but Campos was able to track it down. So that's going to bring up Javier Sanoha, 236 on the year, 3 home runs, 24 ribbies. Sanoha taking the first pitch, called the ball. And this one's called strike, so the count goes to 1-1. Hinson looking for his first strikeout of the evening. This pitch is up and inside. Looks like Sanoa did get a piece of it on that check swing, so the count goes to 1-2. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. This one just misses the plate. Count goes to 3-1. One hit so far for the Hammerheads. No hits for the Tigers. As this pitch is called strike, count now goes to 3-2 for Sanoa. 29 pitches in the books for Hinson. 15 strikes, 14 balls. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Sanoa bloops this one, and it's going to get by everybody and fall right in front of the right fielder, De La Cruz. So Sanoa gets on first with a single, one out here, bottom of the second. That's going to bring up Torin Montgomery into the box. 256 average on the year, 2 home runs, 13 ribbies. He's the first baseman. He's done a nice job this year, taking over the duties at first base. You know, in the first half, Zach Zubia was handling the first base job description. He's moved on and done great things in the AAA level, as we all see Zubia continue his development. And that's what you see here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, as Montgomery rips this one over to short. Is it going to be enough for a double play? It is. And what a play. Graham to Santana to Jenkins. Another double play to end the inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Tigers not able to get anything on offense going yet, but they have showed some superior defense thus far. As we head over to the top of the third inning, folks, Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. That's right, for this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball. And we're going to keep doing it, folks, and we're going to do it right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to...
And welcome back, folks. Tuesday Night Baseball, all tied up, nothing. Hammerheads with 2 hits, 1 error. Lakeland, nothing on the board yet. No runs, no hits, no errors. Rubalaka, the catcher for the Tigers, steps into the box, batting 267 on the season. 2 ribbies, no home runs. Takes the second pitch there. Ball count goes to 1-1 for Alonzo. Alonzo Rubalaka, all in the pitches behind the plate today for the Tigers. Here comes the 1-1 pitch inside. Count goes to 2-1. Rubalakaba is a first-year pro hailing from Redwood City, California. As this wild pitch makes the count 3-1. So here comes the 3-1 pitch. It's going to be the 26th pitch of the evening for Jones. And Alonzo Rubalakaba. Say that 5 times really fast. This job ain't easy, folks. But what a eye by Alonzo. Going to first on the base on balls. Kicking things off here in the top of the third now with a runner on first. Dom Johnson now in the box, the left fielder, 313 average on the season, two RBIs, one home run. Jones already with four strikeouts on the young evening. Here comes the pitch to Johnson. Nice pitch there by Jones, called strike. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. And that one just catches the plate. Nice pitch by Jones. Count goes 0-2. Jones getting his pitch from Mack. Here comes the 29th pitch from Jones. This one is chopped over to Watson. Watson picking it up cleanly. And that's going to be an easy out number one. So Johnson is retired on the ground out. Nice play there by Watson, redeeming himself from the error early on in the first. So Watson to Montgomery for out number one. That's going to bring up Christian Santana. Santana looking for his first hit of the evening as this pitch gets by Mack. And Rubalcaba cruises right to third. So Santana now with one out here in the top of the third inning has a golden opportunity to bring Alonso home. Count 1-0 to Christian Santana. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be low in the dirt. Count goes to 2-0. Here comes the 32nd pitch from Jones. And Santana pops this one up all the way up into foul territory. Nobody's going to get it. And there goes strike number two. Strike number one. Count 2-1. So 2-1 the count with one out. Top of the third inning. Tigers threatening. Trying to fly high. This pitch away, that's going to be called ball. So the count goes 3-1 to Santana. Flying Tigers coming to this game with a four-game win streak. Handling Clearwater last week. Here comes the pitch. Big-time fastball away. Santana takes the ball, and he takes the free ride to first base on the walk.
Now batting the shortstop, number 8, Peyton Graham.
So Santana reaches first. Alonso Rubalcaba is at third. Peyton Graham now in the box. 269 average, 9 RBIs. The shortstop for the Flying Tigers. Here comes the first pitch to him. Outside and away, ball one. Graham struck out his first time up. One of Jones's four strikeouts so far in this young evening. Jones, though, putting some work in this second inning and the third inning now. Up to 35 pitches. He was able to cruise in the first inning, no problem. Now putting in the repetitions. One out here, top of the third. Runners on first and third. Here comes the pitch. That one just misses away. Count goes to 2-0. Jones taking his time, getting the right pitch from Mack. Here it comes, and this one is foul tipped behind home plate. Count goes to 2-1. A lot of prospects on this Flying Tigers team representing the Detroit Tigers organization. Lots of potential and lots to look forward to. And you saw a lot of that in this four-game winning streak. We'll see if they can carry that momentum here this week in Jupiter. Here comes the pitch to Graham. Upstairs, count goes to 3-1. So three balls, one strike, runners on first and third, one out here, top of the third inning. Score knotted up at nothing. Jones already now with 38 pitches in the books. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Count goes full. So Graham going all after a pitch that he probably shouldn't have. And that's going to be the second strike. So Graham taking his time to get back into the box. Jones looking down at Mack. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. The runner goes. And that's going to be a free ride to first base. And it's also going to bring a meeting to the mound, maybe. Oh, maybe not. Yes, it is. Here comes Coach. So Holt Jones with 40 pitches in early on in the game. Top of the third inning. He was able to cruise by the first inning. Had a little bit of trouble in the second. But keep in mind, we got the bases loaded here, folks. And the Flying Tigers haven't even gotten a hit yet. So most of this conversation is probably like, hey, you got them right where you want them, but now the bases are loaded with one out. What are we going to do? A lot of strategy being talked about when we talk about these situations in these moments. So do up our Campos and Jenkins. One out here, top of the third. Bases loaded. Loaded like your favorite baked potato. So Ruba Lacaba at third, Santana at second, and Graham getting the free ride now at first. That's going to bring up Manuel Sequeira. He struck out his first time around. Here comes the 41st pitch from Jones. And this one is in the dirt. The runner's going home, and he's going to be out at home. Great job by Mack. Recovering the ball after the wild pitch. And Mack caught him dead at home. Man, what a play. And that's going to be the second out here in the top of the third. What a heads-up play by Mack. Ruba Lacaba was just sprinting home. No questions asked. And Mack, a nice job with the recovery and the tag at home for out number three as Sequeira pops this one, but it's going to be foul over the Cassidy Cool Zone. Still no hits for the Flying Tigers. Bases loaded here. Two outs. Jones trying to do everything he can to get out of this jam. And I'm not talking your favorite jelly jam. We got a jam at the Dean. Here comes the pitch. And this one's ripped over to third. And that's going to be a routine out number three. Nice play there. Barry to Montgomery. And the Hammerheads avert damage. Getting out of the top of the third inning. Still a nothing-to-nothing tie. Still no hits for the Flying Tigers. Two hits for the Hammerheads. They're going to try to get some more. Bottom of the third inning coming up. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We're live on MILB.com for this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball. And we're going to keep doing it. But right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. An exciting game it's been so far. All tied up, though. Nothing here. Bottom of the third inning. Jorge Caballero in the box, the center fielder for your Hammerheads today. Caballero comes into the game with a .287 average, three home runs, 19 ribbies. Big swing and a miss for strike one. Count goes 1-1 to Caballero. And the count goes 2-1. Hinson now with 35 pitches on the evening. Looking for his first strikeout of the game. Big fastball just misses. Count goes to 3-1. Jones with four strikeouts. Had trouble getting out of the inning on the top half of this third. As Caballero rips this one off the wall, but it is a foul ball. Nice contact there by Caballero, but the count goes full on that foul call strike. Hinson, 37 pitches on the night, 20 of them strikeouts, 20 of them strikes, 17 of them balls. Due up are Allen and Watson. And that's going to be called a ball. So Caballero on a base on balls takes first. On the 38th pitch of the evening from Hinson. That's going to bring up the right fielder Tanner Allen. 152 average on the year. Four ribbies. A lot of pop, though, in Allen's bat. And lots of potential. Picked up in the fourth round of last year's draft. And here comes pitch number 40 from Hinson. That one's low. Almost hit in the dirt. Maybe it did. Ball two to Allen. So Allen going to try to do anything he can to bring home Caballero. Hammerhead's looking to bite first here. Allen up in the count with a good eye so far. 3-0. No outs here. Bottom of the third inning. Runner on first. Hammerhead's swimming and lurking. And what a rip by Allen. This one is fair. He's going to round first. Caballero rounds second. He's rounding third. Caballero is coming home. And a stand-up triple for Tanner Allen. And the Hammerheads bring a run home. And that's a quick 1-0 lead for Jupiter. What a rip by Tanner Allen. I was telling you about the potential and the pop at the bat, and you saw it right there. A rip over to right field, hugging that fair line. And look at the speed, easily getting to third. That's going to bring up the top prospect in Khalil Watson. Watson, a first-round pick in last year's draft. As he chips this one over to first and getting it easily is going to be Jenkins stepping on the bag and retiring Watson for the first out. So an RBI triple for Tanner Allen. What a hit. Allen, a fourth-round pick in last year's draft. Cappy blooping. What a hit right in front of the center fielder. And that's going to be an RBI for Cappy. Nice hitting here by the Hammerheads in the bottom of the third inning. Cappy bringing home Allen. So that's the second hit of the evening for Yidi Cappy. This one's an RBI single. And the score is 2-0 Jupiter. Can you hear the excitement in my voice? What an early start to this game for the Hammerheads. Oh, it's definitely hammer time. So that's going to bring up Mr. Mack, Joe Mack. 231 on the season, 3 home runs, 12 RBIs, takes the first pitch called ball. Mack walked his first time up. One out here. Cappy on first, big swing and a miss by Mack. So Tanner Allen, the fourth round pick in last year's draft, getting the party started here at the Dean with an RBI triple. Cappy following with an RBI single. And that brings us here to the bottom of the third with one out. Cappy on first, Joe Mack in the box. Count 2-1 to Mack. Hinson, his 48th pitch of the night. And Mack sees the count go to 3-1. Good eye by Mack so far. No rush. Make Hinson work. That seems to be the plan. Here comes the 50th pitch from Hinson. And that's outside and away. And Mack goes to first. So good eye by Mack so far tonight. Getting on base twice on 8 balls. That's going to bring up Jacob Berry into the box, the cleanup hitter, third baseman tonight for your Hammerheads. Runners on first and second, one out here, bottom of the third inning. Quick meeting at the mound. Coach Rubalacaba and Hinson talking some baseball. Flying Tigers are warming somebody up in the pen. We'll get a name and a number for you soon. So Jacob Berry stepping into the box from Louisiana State, a first-round pick in this year's draft, with a golden opportunity. Runners on first and second, trying to add some insurance to this 2-0 lead. Hammerheads with 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 error. One out here, bottom of the third. Here comes the pitch to Berry. He hacks at this one, but it goes foul. So the count goes to 0-1. Thompson due up, followed by Sanoa. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Inside, count goes 1-1. One and one the count, one out, 52 pitches for Hinson. No strikeouts yet. Here comes pitch number 53. Just catches the plate. Nice pitch by Hinson. Count goes to 1-2. Hinson with a long look at second. Cappy threatening. Here comes the pitch all the way outside. Count goes even, 2-2. Here comes the 55th pitch from Hinson. The 2-2 pitch. And Berry rips this one over to right, heading towards the track. And what a catch by De La Cruz. Reaching over into the sky and into the warning track for a loud out number 2. So Barry almost ripped that one out of the park. De La Cruz there with a nice defensive effort. Cappy's able to move over to third. So we got runners on first and third. With Jake Thompson now in the box. 287 average on the season for Thompson, 12 RBIs. Thompson looking for his first hit of the evening. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And just outside, count goes 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Inside, 3-0 goes the count. So a good eye by Thompson here in the sequence with two outs. Hammerhead's threatening to load the bases. 2-0 Jupiter on top of Lakeland. Still a lot of baseball to be played here. Bottom of the third inning. Here comes the pitch. And this one is inside. Four straight balls to Thompson. And the bases are loaded. And that's going to bring up Javier Sanoa. Sanoa was able to get a hit, a single his first time up. One of Jupiter's four of the evening so far. So a big moment for Sanoa. Hinson approaching his 60th pitch now with the bases loaded. Here comes. Sanoa pops this one all the way up. And that should end the inning. And it does. A routine flyout right into the mitt of Santana. And the Lakeland Flying Tigers avert any more damage. But the hometown Hammerheads take a couple of bites. Two runs come across home plate on four hits and one error. Hammerheads are on top right now with a 2-0 lead as we rock and roll to the top of the fourth inning, folks. And you know we're going to do it right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov.
And welcome back, folks. 2-0 lead. Hammerheads on top of the Flying Tigers. Roberto Campos leading things off for us here in Jupiter to the top of the fourth inning. No hits so far for Lakeland. Four hits for Jupiter. Holt Jones still on the mound for your Hammerheads. Throwing his 45th pitch now of the evening. Count 1-1 to Campos. Campos reached the last time on an error. Count goes to 2-1 to Roberto. Jones with four strikeouts on the evening. Here comes pitch number 47. Campos rips this one over to third, and that's going to be out number one. Nice play, Barry to Montgomery. Speedy Compost, not in time there at first, so he's retired.
Now, about the first baseman, number 18, Andrew Jenkins.
So that's going to bring up Andrew Jenkins. He struck out his first time up. 250 average on the season, two ribbies. He plays first for the Flying Tigers. Owen won the count to Jenkins. One out here. Top of the fourth inning. Check swing. He did not go. Count goes even, 1-1. And here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 to Jenkins. And Jenkins stays alive. Foul tip in that one. Like John Travolta, staying alive. 1-2 the count, one out here, top of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch, and a big swing and a miss. And Jones retires Jenkins, and that's strikeout number 5 for Holt Jones.
Now, batting the third baseman, number 34, Luke Gold.
He's been able to get out of those messy situations, and through 5 strikeouts, has shown some stuff on the mound for the Hammerheads. That's going to bring up Luke Gold into the box. Gold striking out his first time up. Takes the first pitch, swings at it, strike one. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Gold. That's going to be a quick strike number 2. So Gold falling in the count now with 2 outs here in the top of the fourth. 0-2 the count. Here comes the 55th pitch from Jones. Ooh, and he hits some right in the back. The second time today, Luke gets hit by a pitch.
Now batting the right fielder, number 27, Jose De La Cruz.
So Gold goes over to first on the base on balls. That's going to bring up De La Cruz into the box. De La Cruz looking for his first hit of the evening. So Gold is on first. De La Cruz is going to try to move him around. Count is 1-1 to De La Cruz. Jones with a 4.97 ERA now. 34 strikeouts on the year. Here comes the pitch up high. Count goes to 2-1. So 2-1 the count, 2 outs, top of the fourth inning. Jones is going to try to get the Hammerheads out of this one and bring us to the bottom of the fourth. Last week of the regular season here at the Dean and for your Jupiter Hammerheads. And what a season it's been. We've seen great players like Watson develop into just a better player every day. Guys like Zach Zubia move on to the next level and really, really flourish. And a lot of potential in this Hammerheads team as we close out the second half. De La Cruz taking that pitch for a ball, and he gets a free ride to first. So now we got runners on first and second. Alonzo Rubalcaba coming to the plate, the catcher for the Flying Tigers. So Gold is walked, De La Cruz is walked. Jones now 60 pitches in. Nobody yet warming up in the Hammerheads bullpen. I'm sorry, it was Rubalcaba that was hit the last time around. He's now back in the box. He pops this one all the way up, but it's going to go right into the stands for a foul ball. So that brings the count to 0-1, two outs. Golden De La Cruz on the bags, threatening. Flying Tigers facing a 2-0 hole. And Jones throws a wild pitch, moving all the runners to the next base. So Rubalcaba adjusting himself there in the box, getting ready for the 1-1 pitch. Runners move on to third and second on that wild pitch. Gold at third, De La Cruz at second. Here comes the pitch from Jones. Just missing, count goes to 2-1. Good eye there by Rubalcaba. And here comes the 2-1 pitch to Alonso. This one just catches the corner of the plate. Nice pitch by Jones, even in the count to 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And he gets him! Big swing and a miss. And Jones retires Rubalcaba for strikeout number 6. What a game so far for Jones on the mound. And the Flying Tigers still have no hits. Hammerheads on top, 2-0. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network for this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball. And you know we're live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. Bottom of the fourth inning coming up, folks. Hammerheads on top, 2-0. They're going to add some insurance, maybe, maybe not. We'll find out. We're going to keep doing it, but right after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye.
And welcome back, folks. Torin Montgomery leading things off for us in the bottom of the fourth. Montgomery looking for his first hit of the evening. Due up are Caballero, Allen, and Watson. Count 1-2 to Montgomery. Ulises Campos, the new pitcher on the mound for your Lakeland Flying Tigers. 5.68 ERA, 7 strikeouts on the season for Ulises. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and Ulises retires Montgomery. So the first strikeout of the night for Campos. So Hinson wasn't able to get any strikeouts. And already here in the top of the fourth, Ulises Campos punching out. That's going to bring up Caballero. He walked his first time up. This pitch is downstairs, ball two. And here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Strike one, and count goes to 2-1. And this one's chopped over to third. Caballero with the effort, but just not enough. He's thrown out at first. Nice play there by Gold. The routine throw to Jenkins, that brings out number two. So Montgomery goes down on strikes. Caballero gets thrown out at first. That's going to bring up Tanner Allen, who had the RBI triple his first time around. Campos in relief, 10 pitches in, one strikeout already. And Tanner rips this one past the second baseman, and looking at it is Santana. And Allen gets his second hit of the evening. So with two outs, that's going to bring top prospect Khalil Watson into the box here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Five hits so far for the Hammerheads. 2-0 lead. First round pick in last year's draft. Considered top prospect of the decade. And he chips this one right over to the shortstop. And not in time is Watson. And that's out number three. Graham rushing right over to it and throwing it to Jenkins. Three outs really quickly, folks, here in the top of the fourth inning. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We're live on MILB.com, Tuesday Night Baseball, and we're coming right back after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
And welcome back, folks. Walter works with you for this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. John Johnson leading things off for the Flying Tigers. Chips this one to third, not able to get a handle on it, is Berry. And the speedy Dom Johnson gets to first base no problem. Might as well have been a bunt.
How about it? The second baseman, number 13.
So Johnson, with his speed, gets his first hit of the evening. That's going to bring up Christian Santana. The leadoff man, he got on base his last time around on a walk. Oh-1 the count to Santana, Johnson at first. Holt Jones still on the mound. That was the first hit of the evening for the Flying Tigers. After 67 pitches, Jones has held his own. Count 0-1 to Santana. Here comes the pitch. Santana pops this one, but foul it goes. Count goes to 0-2. Sixth pitches in the books for Jones. Here comes pitch number 69. The runner goes. Santana pops this one up. Watson trying to track it down, and it's going to fall right into his mitt for out number one. Dom Johnson was running anyway. He was going for second, but had to make a quick U-turn after the pop-up. And just like that, there's one out as Santana's retired. That's going to bring up Peyton Graham into the box. He walked his last time up. Graham with a .269 average, 9 ribbies on the season. The shortstop for your Lakeland Flying Tigers. Here comes the pitch to Graham as he rips this one into the gap. And it's going into the dirt of the warning track. Rounding third and coming home. No problem, it does. And that's going to be a stand-up triple. An RBI triple for Peyton Graham. Dom Johnson, you could see him sprinting all the way home. He gets there no problem, right in time for dinner. And man, what an RBI triple for Graham. Score now 2-1. So one out here, Manuel Sequeira in the box now. And Graham over at third now. An instant threat with one out here. Sequeira looking for his first hit of the evening in that three spot. The designated hitter for Lakeland. He takes the first pitch ball. Count goes to 1-0. So Johnson comes home on Graham's RBI triple. And man, what a grab by Watson. Watson showing his stuff at shortstop with one heck of a defensive play. A laser line hit. And Watson just grabbed his mitt all the way up. And with the reflexes, that's out number two. What a defensive play by Watson. So that's going to bring up Campos. And he pops this one up. Right over to right field, and Allen is going to have a no problem with out number three. Flying Tigers flying around long enough, able to count into that lead. Now just 2-1, a one-run deficit. One run for them in the top of the fifth inning. They were able to get some hits finally. Two hits on the board for them. Dom Johnson coming home on Graham's RBI triple. 2-1 the lead, folks. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. Tuesday night baseball, that's right. That's what we're doing tonight. We're coming right back at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, and we're going to keep doing it right after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste.
And welcome back, folks. We've made it to the bottom of the fifth inning. Flying Tigers able to get a run in the top of the fifth. And we got a game here. 2-1, Hammerheads on top. As Yiddy Cappe leads things off here. Two hits so far for Cappe. Count goes 2-1 to him after that big swing and a miss. Cappe with a single in the first inning and then an RBI single his second time up. Check swing there. He did not go. Good eye by Cappe. Count goes to 3-1 for him. Cappe flicking this one all the way up in the air, and it falls right in front of the pitcher and third baseman, and he's going to be safe. Cappe getting on the bags with some hustle, making contact, and it blooped right in front of Campos and Gold. Nobody able to get to it. And what a heads-up play by Cappe, just sprinting to first, getting there safely. For his third hit of the evening. What a game so far for Cappe. Three base hits. That's going to bring up Joe Mack. Mack rips this one. It's going to be right to the center fielder. Cappe falling mid-base. Not able to get to first on time. The heads-up play by Campos at center. Sprinting to it, catching it, and then getting Cappe at first for the double play. Cappe sure thought he was so confident, 110%, that he was on the way to second. But I've been telling you about the speed of Campos for the Flying Tigers at center. Showed it all there. So out of nowhere, two outs for the Hammerheads. I mean, Mack ripped that one. It looked like it would fall in front of Campos at center. But Campos was able to get to it. And then Cappe, when he went to make his U-turn, just fell in the dirt. Tried to get back to first and just missed. Couldn't get there in time. Heads up baseball by the Flying Tigers staying in this one. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Barry pops this one up all the way up. Gold is trying to track it down by the Hammerheads bullpen. And he gets it. No, he doesn't. A bobble, I guess, off the dugout there negated that out. So the ball, I guess, stays in play, and that's just going to be a foul. So count goes 2-1 to Barry. Barry looking for his first hit of the evening. Good game so far here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 2-1 lead for the Hammerheads. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. That one just misses the plate outside. Count goes to 3-1. Two outs here. No runners on the bags after Cappe got caught going to first. And Barry's able to chop this one over to third. And scooping it up is Jenkins. Nice play, Gold to Jenkins there for out number 3. And no runs come home. 2-1 stays the lead for the Hammerheads. As we head towards the top of the sixth inning, Walter works with you here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com as we wrap up the week and the season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Don't you forget, fans in the stands, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Dean. The scene is Jupiter, Florida. And don't forget about Inflatable Palooza. Oh, yeah. Bouncy houses all over the places. Inflatables everywhere you can think of. It's going to be the time of a lifetime, folks, here at the Dean. And we're coming back for the top of the sixth inning here. We're going to keep doing things here for this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball right after this commercial break.
To
protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back for this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Andrew Jenkins in the box leading things off for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Trying to cut into this 2-1 deficit, Hammerheads on top on six hits. But the Flying Tigers got things going in the last inning, finally getting their first two hits of the game and a run. And Jenkins is up, rips a single past Watson, starting things off here in the top of the sixth inning on first base. So Cole Kershipper on the mound. He's in the game for some relief with a 6.00 ERA, starting to get some playing time in the second half here. See how he does. Not a good start for him so far as Jenkins rips one and gets on to first. That's going to bring up Luke Gold. 243 average on the season. 9 ribbies. Third baseman tonight for the Flying Tigers. Gold was able to get on base last time with a walk. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Gold. Nice slider there. Catching Broadway. Count goes to 1-1. De La Cruz, Rubalacaba, and Johnson are due up. Nobody out here. Count 1-1, top of the sixth inning. Hammerheads on top, 2-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And just missing. Low and away. Count goes to 2-1. Next pitch called strike. Count goes even 2-2. And here comes the 2-2 pitch. And this one is ripped but foul. Count remains 2-2. Two one here, the lead for the Hammerheads. Top of the sixth inning. 2-2 to count to Gold. Here comes the ninth pitch from Kershipper. And this one is batted foul. Cole Kershipper, the University of Illinois, 12th round pick in this year's draft. A lot of potential in Cole. Here comes the 10th pitch from Cole Shipper. And a big swing and a miss. And Cole Shipper retires Gold for his first strikeout of the night.
Now batting the right fielder, number 27, Jose De La Cruz.
So Cole Shipper gets his first strikeout of the evening. That's going to bring up Jose De La Cruz. De La Cruz got on base via a walk his last time up. 205 average on the season for De La Cruz. 40 ribbies, 10 home runs. Everybody loves what they see and Jose De La Cruz. Right fielder for the Tigers. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to De La Cruz. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. De La Cruz looking for his first hit of the evening. Runner on first. One out here. Count 1-2 to De La Cruz. Kershipper has shown his stuff here early on in relief. Here comes the 14th pitch from Kershipper. And this one's going to be inside. De La Cruz went for it anyway. Just making contact and staying alive. Count remains 1-2. Kershipper looking at first. Here comes the pitch inside. Count goes even. So here comes the 2-2 pitch from Kershipper. And this one's outside. Count goes full to De La Cruz. So Mac coming out to the mound to talk to Kershipper. Kershipper now 16 pitches in with a runner on first. The Tigers come into this game on a 4-game winning streak. Impressive over those last 4 games against Clearwater. Hammerheads coming into this game on a 2-game losing streak. Not the best of luck at Clover Park last week. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to De La Cruz. This one away, and De La Cruz is going to take a free ride to first on the Base on Balls Express train. And just like that, we got runners on first and second. So De La Cruz goes to first. We got a runner on second. And that's going to bring up Rubalacaba into the box. Rubalacaba fouling the first pitch to him. Count goes 0-1. Alonzo Rubalacaba looking for his first hit of the evening. And what a time it would come at. Down 2-1 here, top of the sixth inning. 250 on the season for Alonzo. 2 RBIs. He's your catcher today for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Here comes the 19th pitch from Kershipper. Big swing and a miss by Rubalacaba. Down in the count now, 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And gets him! Big time strikeout from Kershipper. That's number 2 in relief. And Rubalacaba is retired. Don't try to say that 5 times. Rubalacaba is retired. What a pitch by Kershipper for his second strikeout of the evening. In relief. Better than Tylenol. So with 2 outs now in the top of the 6th, that's going to bring up Dom Johnson. Johnson got on the bags his second time around with a base hit. He's got 1 hit on the evening. So Rubalacaba striking out for the second time tonight. We'll see if Dom Johnson can answer back and get the Tigers across home. Tigers looking to cut into this lead down 2-1. Here comes the pitch. All the way inside. Johnson just getting out of the pitch. Out of the way. That's going to be a 1-0 count. Two outs here. Jupiter on top, 2-1. Runners on first and second. And Johnson rips this one over Watson's head. And just like that, a run is going to come home. An RBI single for Dom Johnson. And the Lakeland Flying Tigers have just tied the game. What a rip over Watson's head. And just like that, Santana is up in the box. So an RBI single for Johnson makes it a 2-2 tie. Two outs here. Kershipper had a pretty good start in relief, but things are just going the Tigers' way right now in the top of the sixth. They got their hits going in the fifth. They were hitless until the fifth. They were able to get two hits then with one run, and now two more hits with one more run here in the sixth inning, tying the game. That brings up Santana. He fouls this one. So Santana looking for his first hit of the evening. He's been on base tonight on a ball. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Strike two. Santana falling in the count now. 1-2 with two outs here. Runners on first and second. Flying Tigers tying this game. Trying to keep the four-game winning streak alive. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Kershipper. And this one inside. Making the count even 2-2. Last week of the regular season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And it's starting off with an exciting matchup in game one of this series between the Flying Tigers and the Jupiter Hammerheads as Santana rips this one into the gap and another run comes home and Lakeland has taken the lead 3-2 over the Jupiter Hammerheads. Man! Santana with an RBI single, keeping the hit parade going for the Flying Tigers, taking a 3-2 nothing lead. Taking a 3-2 lead. And just like that, the Tigers get their fifth hit of the evening. And what a top of the sixth inning it's been for Lakeland. So runners are on first and third. Kershipper getting rattled now after a good start. He gives up two runs there. Peyton Graham now in the box. He had a triple his last time up. Playing shortstop for the Tigers. Going to try to bring another one home. Here comes the 28th pitch from Kershipper. That one's called strike. Count goes to 0-1. So just like that, the Flying Tigers have taken the lead on five hits. Two runs added here in the top of the sixth. Kershipper in relief. Now with 28 pitches in the books. Graham in the box with 10 RBIs on the season. Trying to bring some more home. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Graham. No, it doesn't. Kershipper checking the runner at first. Montgomery handling the duties for the Hammerheads at first base. He's done a stellar job in this second half. Kershipper getting his pitch. Here it comes up high. Count goes to 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Graham. And a big swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Hammerheads trying to stay in this one. Just down a run. They'll have another opportunity Coming up in the bottom of the sixth, the runner goes, but it's going to be a foul ball. And just remember, with two outs, everybody should be going. So the count's 1-2 with two outs here, top of the sixth inning. Lakeland getting two runs in this inning, now taking a lead 3-2. Graham getting himself ready back in the box. Kershipper getting his pitch from Mack. Here comes the 1-2. And it's going to be foul tip behind home plate. Count remains 1-2. Four in a row it's been for the Flying Tigers. And dropping the last two have been the Jupiter Hammerheads. A big week here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as the season winds down. Graham pops this one up, but it's going to be right to Allen for out number three. The Flying Tigers are able to bring two home and now have taken the lead 3-2. But the Hammerheads are looking to take a bite out of these Tigers, and they get another opportunity as we roll right into the bottom of the sixth inning, folks. And we're going to do it after this commercial break. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com for this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole...
And welcome back, folks. Bottom of the sixth inning. Walter Works with you here on the call. Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. Jake Thompson kicking things off for us here in the bottom of the sixth. Ulises Campos still on the mound for the Flying Tigers. Nobody warming up in either pen. So it looks like we're going to have a pitching duel here in the next couple of innings. And we'll see what happens. Hammerheads trying to bite into this one-run deficit. And Thompson kicking things off. Man, I thought it was going to fall in. But what a great job by Johnson in left field. Sprinting to it, covering all of left field there for a loud out number one. So that's going to bring up Javier Sanoa, the second baseman. Sanoa got a single his first time up. No luck his second time up. Looking for a second hit of the evening here. Fouls this one back, strike one. Count 0-1 to Sanoa. One out here, bottom of the sixth. Jupiter down 3-2. Been in the lead all game. And really have done well. And then in the fifth inning, the Flying Tigers were able to get a couple of their hits there, first hits of the game. And before you knew it, they jumped up to a 3-2 lead. So Campos trying to keep the Flying Tigers' lead in check. Sanoa trying to do something about it. Down in the count 1-2, here comes the pitch to Sanoa. Big swing and a miss, and Campos retires Sanoa. So that's going to bring up Montgomery. That's Campos' second strikeout of the evening. Montgomery struck out his last time around. 0 for 2 on the evening is Montgomery as he rips this one to third. But right there is Gold to Jenkins. And that's going to be out number 2. Or that's going to be out number 3. That's it. That's all she wrote. We're headed towards the top of the 7th inning. Man, what a quick inning. Tigers doing all they have to do to preserve this 3-2 lead. Top of the 7th coming up here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Tuesday Night Baseball. Walter works with you on the call. We'll be back for the 7th inning, the start of it, after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, folks. Top of the 7th inning. It's almost stretch time. A much-deserved stretch as we head towards the final 3 innings of this exciting game, Tuesday Night Edition at the Dean, between the Flying Tigers and the Hammerheads. Hammerheads hosting the Lakeland Flying Tigers all week here in Jupiter. The final series of the regular season. And what a regular season it's been. Kurt Schepper still on the mound for the Hammerheads. Emmanuel Sequeira in the box. Sequeira with 64 ribbies on the season. 64 ribbies, 19 home runs. What a season he's had. Still looking for his first hit of the evening. Here comes the pitch to him as he pops this one over to right field. Landing right over the Cassidy Cool Zone. Man, it's hot, but it's so cool over there. So the count goes to 0-2 for Sequeira. Here comes the pitch. He rips this one over to third, and not able to get a handle on it is Berry. And it looks like Sequeira is going to reach first on an error.
Now batting the center fielder, number 10, Roberto Campos.
So Roberto Campos steps into the box. Sequeira on first. No outs here. Top of the 7th. Campos looking for his first hit. He also reached during the first on an error, and he rips this one past second for a stand-up single. Nice hitting there by Campos. So the Hammerheads won't be charged with an error. It's going to count as a single for Sequeira. And that's another single for Campos. So the Tigers kicking things off here in the top of the 7th with 2 hits. Runners on first and second. Andrew Jenkins now in the box. 39th pitch approaching for Kershipper. Here it comes. No, it doesn't. Timeout called by the ump. Jenkins got a base hit his last time up. Here comes the pitch. That one just missing outside. Ball 2. Shipper getting his pitch from Mack. Here comes the 2-0. And nasty pitch by Kershipper. Slider just catching the inside corner of the plate. Count goes to 2-1. So Sequeira and Campos on the bags. Nobody out. Jenkins in the box. Tigers trying to add to this 3-2 lead. Count 2-2 to Jenkins. Here comes the 2-2. Big swing and a miss. Foul tipped it, though. Count remains 2-2. So two nights hits start the inning. One by Sequeira, the next by Campos. Now you got Jenkins up trying to make something happen. 3-2. Tigers over the Hammerheads. Kershipper focusing his attention over at second. Now with a long look back over at Mack. Here comes the 2-2 to Jenkins. And Jenkins rips this one, but foul. Two-two the count. Nobody out. And Jenkins with another foul. Connecting on that one, landing over in the Jupiter Hammerheads bullpen. We got some action in the pen for the Hammerheads. Might be Kershipper's last inning of relief, approaching his 45th pitch of the evening. Here comes the 2-2. Outside, count goes full. So Jenkins working the count, putting Kershipper to work. Count's now full with nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Jenkins making contact, but it goes foul. Count remains full here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball. Walter works with you on the call on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We're live on MILB.com, and what a night it is. 3-2, Tigers on top. Jenkins fouls this one. Count remains full. Wrapping up the regular season here in Jupiter, what a season it's been. We've seen great baseball from both the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. And yes, we are going to see playoff baseball. As Jenkins rips this one, but it's going to be foul, falling right into the Flying Tigers bullpen. Count remains full, top of the seventh inning, nobody out. Runners on first and second. Andrew Jenkins trying to bring some more runs home. Kershipper now approaching his 49th pitch of the evening. Here comes pitch number 49. Inside, and Jenkins walks to first, and that's going to load the bases. Loading him up for Luke Gold, and what a golden opportunity as the bases are now loaded. And I'm not talking about your favorite baked potato, folks. We got a situation at the Dean. Meeting at the mound, we're going to have a pitching change. We'll be back for some more information on the change, and we'll let the new pitcher warm up. Tigers on top 3-2, looking to add some more insurance with nobody out now. Hammerheads trying to stay within reach. Top of the seventh inning, pitching change coming up, and we'll be back after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also...
And welcome back, folks. Bases are loaded for Luke Gold. And Manuel Medina has taken the mound now in relief. And talk about a tough task. Nobody out here, top of the seventh. Luke Gold rips this one over to left field, and catching it at the warning track is going to be Thompson, but that's going to bring a run home on the sac fly, and we got a runner out on third on the tag. So Gold on a sac fly brings home another run. Lakeland on top now, 4-2. Nice heads-up play by Thompson, though, throwing that ball into third and getting the runner.
Now batting the right fielder, number 27, Jose De La Cruz.
So that's going to bring up De La Cruz with two outs. Nice heads-up baseball by the Hammerheads. They were able to get the fly out and then the runner tagging from second to third. So two outs out of nowhere and just down 4-2. De La Cruz rips this one right to Medina, and Medina flicks it right over to Montgomery. And man, the Hammerheads able to get out of that inning with just letting up one run. It's 4-2 now, Flying Tigers on top. And it's time for a much well-deserved stretch, right? Tuesday Night Baseball, it's been a long day, an exciting game. Don't forget, folks, the last week of the regular season here, last series at the Dean for this season for the Hammerheads, huh? Hosting the Tigers right now, trying to chomp away at this 4-2 lead. Down by just two. As we approach the bottom of the seventh inning, Walter Works with you for this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. Folks, we'll be back for the bottom of the seventh inning after this stretch and this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America Network...
And just like that, we're back. Bottom of the seventh inning, Jorge Caballero leading things off for your Hammerheads. Three more tries for Jupiter. Down just 4-2 as Caballero chips this one over to second. And a nice play, Santana grabbing that one easily to Jenkins for out number one. So that's going to bring up Tanner Allen with one out. Allen makes contact there, but foul. Allen's had a good game so far in the box. Had that RBI triple in the first inning. In the third inning. Getting the Hammerheads going. Nothing since then, though. Flying Tigers able to get four, holding on to a 4-2 lead, and Tanner pops this one up all the way up in the sky. You could see it with those beautiful bright lights coming down right into the mitt of Johnson for a quick out number two. So with two outs now in the bottom of the seventh, that's going to bring up top prospect Khalil Watson, a first-round pick in last year's draft. All eyes on Watson. This Marlins organization loves what they see in Khalil. Khalil taking the first two pitches for a ball. Count goes to 2-0 on Watson. Watson making contact there. Count goes to 2-1. Watson from Chase City, Virginia. Picked in the first round of last year's draft. Takes three straight balls there. Well, three balls after that strike, and it's now 3-1. Two outs here, bottom of the seventh. Watson trying to get on the bags, trying to create a spark for the Hammerheads. Checks this one. Oof. Inside, call strike. Count goes full. And here comes the 3-2. Inside, Watson goes to first. So good eye by Watson. Watson and Cappe supplying that 1-2 punch in the beginning of the lineup for the Hammerheads. A lot of talent there. Man, when you talk about the potential and how good this Hammerheads team can be, it's always an exciting time watching these guys play at the Dean as Cappe chips this one over to short, and all the speed in the world is not going to save you on that one. Nice play, Graham to Jenkins to throw Cappe out and retiring the side and bringing us to the top of the eighth inning. Cruising to the top of the eighth, Flying Tigers with a 4-2 lead, folks. Six hits apiece for both teams. Two errors, though, for the Hammerheads. Were a little bit costly there. But still a 4-2 game here in the top of the eighth. What's going to happen? We're going to find out. And it's all going to start after this commercial break. Folks, we'll be back for the top of the eighth. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be right back.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we are back, folks. Top of the eighth inning. Lakeland Flying Tigers looking for their fifth straight win. Final week of the regular season here. And the Hammerheads trying to end things on a high note. 4-2, the lead for Lakeland. Trying to add some insurance. Rubalacabala in the box. Alonzo Rubalacaba, the catcher for the Tigers. 2-0 the count to Alonzo. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. And Alonzo fouls this one back. Manuel Medina still on the mound for relief. He had a quick inning the last time around. Six pitches on the evening for him. He has a 1.08 ERA, 11 strikeouts on the season. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And staying alive is Rubalacaba. Staying alive like your favorite actor, John Travolta. Tuesday night baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Top of the eighth inning. Flying Tigers on top 4-2. Manuel Medina trying to keep this lead within reach. And Rubalacaba with a nice hit over the head of Khalil Watson, falling right in front of Thompson for a stand-up single. So a good start to the top of the eighth for the Flying Tigers. Rubalacaba gets to first on a single. First hit of the evening for Rubalacaba. Bringing up Dom Johnson into the box. Nice night for Dom so far. He had a single and then an RBI single the last time around. Dom Johnson comes into the game with a 368 average, 3 RBIs, 1 home run on the season. Taking that pitch called strike, count goes 1-1. 10th pitch of the evening now for Medina. Nobody warming up in either pen. Just down 2. Jupiter going to try to make it to the bottom of the 8th with a 2-run deficit. Here comes the pitch from Medina. A big swing and a miss by Johnson. Count goes to 1-2. And here comes the 1-2 pitch to Johnson. And this one's going to be inside, but getting away from Mack. And the runner's easily going to get to second. So Rubalacaba gets to second on the wild pitch. Count goes to 2-2. Medina on the mound, trying to keep this game within reach. Picked up as a free agent in 2019. Medina getting his pitch from Mack. Here comes the 2-2. Big swing and a miss, and Medina retires Johnson. A nasty pitch, and that's out number one. So Medina retires Johnson. His 13th pitch in relief. That's going to bring up Christian Santana. Santana with an RBI single his last time around. Going to try to bring Rubalacaba home. First pitch to Santana is called strike. Medina in relief trying to keep Jupiter in the game here in the top of the eighth. This pitch inside. Count goes even, 1-1. Medina taking his time, showing some poise on the mound. Looking to take control of this inning and bring Jupiter to the bottom of the eighth. Outside there, count goes to 2-1. 2-1 the count, one out, runner on second. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. That's going to be foul tip behind home plate. Count goes even, 2-2. Four runs for the Flying Tigers on seven hits, no errors. Two runs for the Hammerheads on six hits and two errors. And this one is ripped, not able to get a handle on it. And Santana is over at first, safe. Berry fumbling another ball over at third. It's been that type of game so far for the Hammerheads. As things have shifted, the mood has shifted, the momentum has definitely changed here at the Dean. So the eighth hit of the evening now for the Flying Tigers. And Graham steps into the plate, and he rips this one, but right over to get it. No problem is Thompson for the loud out. So that's going to bring Manuel Sequeira. He reached on a single his last time up. So Rubalcaba and Santana on the bags with two outs here. Sequeira going to try to bring somebody home. Add on to this 4-2 lead. 0-1 the count to Sequeira. Medina with his 20th pitch in the books. Here comes pitch number 21. Big swing and a miss. Strike two. Viva la baseball, the sport that we love, America's favorite game. And you catch the stars of tomorrow. That's what you see here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. What a season it's been. Don't forget to join us for the final week here at the Dean. And what a pitch by Medina, retiring Sequeira. And we're going to the bottom of the eighth inning, folks. The stars of tomorrow, as I was saying. That's what you see here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And that's what you're seeing tonight for this Tuesday night edition of Minor League Baseball. Oh, yeah. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network live on MILB.com. And we're going to keep doing it, folks. Bottom of the eighth inning coming up. Flying Tigers holding on to a 4-2 lead. Can the Hammerheads take a bite out of those Tigers? We'll find out. Bottom of the eighth coming up. And we're going to keep doing it after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need.
And welcome back to the Dean. Joe Mack leading things off for us here in the bottom of the eighth inning. A couple more chances to go for the hometown Hammerheads. Lakeland Flying Tigers taking control of this game. They got one run in the fifth, two in the sixth, one in the seventh. climbing all the way up to a 4-2 lead after trailing for most of this game. They were hitless until the fifth inning and then started really getting on their momentum. Hammerheads have quieted down since the third inning, getting two there, nothing since. 4-2, Flying Tigers with the lead here in the bottom of the eighth. Mac pops this one up and charging to it, going to get it easily as Campos. That's out number one. So Mac is retired. That's going to bring up Jacob Berry. Berry with a 255 average, two home runs, 19 RBIs. Berry, the Louisiana State product, picked in the first round of this year's draft. A lot of eyes on Berry. We'll see if he can kick things off for the Hammerheads here in the bottom of the eighth. Down 4-2. One out here. First pitch to Berry. And that one away. Count goes 1-0. Lisa's Compo still on the mound for the Flying Tigers in relief. On that strike call, count goes 1-1 to Berry. Campos with a big fastball, 95 on the radar gun. Berry just tips that one. Count goes to 1-2. Walter works with you on the call for this Tuesday night edition of baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Final week of the regular season here at the Dean. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Nice breaking ball by Campos, retiring Berry. And that's strikeout number three there. That's going to bring up Jake Thompson into the mound. Not a lot of luck for Thompson on offense. Two outs here, bottom of the eighth. 284 on the year, one home run, 12 RBIs for the left fielder. Here comes the first pitch to Thompson. He rips this one foul. Count goes 0-1. Campos impressive. In relief, 51 pitches so far. And he's been stellar. Another strike now up in the count against Thompson. 0-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Thompson taking a little bit of time to regroup himself. Checking his swing. Getting back into the box. And we're ready to go. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Thompson. And Thompson stays alive. Count remains 0-2. And here comes the 0-2 pitch to Thompson. This one in the dirt. Count goes to 1-2. Tuesday night baseball, folks. Lakeland Flying Tigers on top of the Jupiter Hammerheads right now, 4-2. Final week of the regular season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. And don't forget to join us all week as Inflatable Palooza invades the Dean. Lots of fun for the kids and the family as Thompson rips this one over to right field. He's going to get a stand-up single. He was rounding first but got tripped up, was able to get back up and slide back to first in time. So Thompson, a lot going on there, but safely getting to first on the hit. So that's going to be Thompson's first hit of the evening. A single, getting on first now, bringing up Javier Sanoa. And Sanoa rips this one over by the warning track and right there to get it for a loud out number three is Johnson. Man, Sanoa ripped this one over there by that 350-ish mark right by the track. And the speedy Johnson covering all of left field secures the third out. Man, if that just travels a little bit more, we got a tie game, folks. But that's all it takes. And the Hammerheads will have one more shot. One more shot as we roll right into the ninth inning, folks. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network for this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And you know we're live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. And we're going to keep doing it all after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds.
And welcome back, folks. Manuel Medina back on the mound for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Top of the ninth inning, trying to bring us to the bottom of the ninth. Trying to see if the Hammerheads got anything left in the tank. Just down 4-2. Almost tied the game up to end things out in the eighth inning, but just not enough. A big hit, but just catching it on the track was Johnson for the Flying Tigers. And now we're here in the top of the ninth. 4-2, Lakeland on top, trying to add some more insurance before the Hammerheads get their last chance. Campos in the box. 261 average on the season, 50 ribbies, 5 home runs, the center fielder. He's been all over center field all game. Big swing and a miss by Campos. Count goes even 2-2. And here comes the 2-2 pitch. Big swing and a miss, and Campos goes down on strikes. So Medina with the quick out number one. That's going to bring up Andrew Jenkins. Jenkins, the first baseman for the Flying Tigers. Here comes the pitch. And he chops this one, but foul. And here comes the 0-1 pitch to Jenkins. Medina getting his pitch. Here it comes. And it's going to be outside. Count goes even, 1-1. And this pitch just misses. 2-1 now the count. And this pitch also just misses, bringing the count now 3-1. And here comes the 3-1 to Jenkins. And outside and away, Jenkins going to first on a walk. So with one out, now we got a runner on first. So that's going to bring up Luke Gold into the box. Gold, 237 on the season, 10 ribbies. And Gold rips this one over to center and able to track it down as Caballero. So two quick outs, even though Jenkins is on first via the walk. That's going to bring up Jose De La Cruz. What a season it's been for Jose De La Cruz, a bright spot for this Tigers organization. 40 RBIs and 10 home runs for the big-time right fielder. Here comes the pitch to De La Cruz. That's going to be ball one. Medina now with 34 pitches in the books. Going to try to get out of this one and give the Hammerheads one more opportunity. Trying to keep the deficit at 2 runs. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. That one upstairs, ball two. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Seen a lot of good pitches from Medina. Nice mix of fastballs and breaking balls. Trying to keep the Hammerheads within reach. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And this breaking ball just misses. Count goes to 3-1. So Jenkins is at first. De La Cruz trying to add some insurance, maybe bringing Jenkins home. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. And De La Cruz pops this one up, but foul. So the count goes full. Full all across. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Top of the 9th inning. Hammerheads trying to stay within reach as we approach the bottom of the 9th. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to De La Cruz, and De La Cruz goes to first on a walk. Man, that pitch could have gone either way. But umpire Chad Westlake awarding a free ride to first on the Base on Balls Express train. Oh, yeah. So that's going to bring up Alonzo Rubalcaba. 39 pitches on the night so far for Medina in relief. Bringing his ERA to 0.90. Very nice. Here comes the pitch to Alonzo. And he fouls this one. Strike one. Count goes to 0-1 for Rubalcaba. I thought it was going to be an easy night tonight, but when Rubalcaba comes to the box, it's not that easy. He's had a good eye tonight. We'll see if we see more of the same. 2 outs, though, here. 1-1 the count to Alonzo. Runners on first and second for the Flying Tigers. Holding on to a 4-2 lead. Medina getting his pitch from Mack behind the plate. Here comes the 1-1. Nice breaking ball there for Medina, called strike. Count goes to 1-2 as Medina looks to get a strikeout here to send the Hammerheads to the bottom of the 9th. One more chance for Jupiter in this first game of the series between the Hammerheads and the Flying Tigers. Last series of the regular season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And a big swing and a miss, and Medina retires Rubalcaba. And just like that, folks, one more opportunity, one more chance, one more bite. Do they have it in them? We'll be back for the bottom of the 9th inning, folks. Walter works with you on the call on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network for this Tuesday night edition of Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, live on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. And we're going to keep it going, but right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kid.
And welcome back, folks. This is it. Bottom of the ninth inning. We've made it. Unfortunately, the Hammerheads are facing a 4-2 deficit. But fortunately, this is the game of baseball, and anything can happen. And that's what's bringing us to the bottom of the ninth inning. Hammerheads with one more opportunity. Torin Montgomery in the box. Tyler Madison trying to close things out. So Montgomery falling quickly in the count, 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Big swing and a miss. And Madison recovers. Retires Montgomery. What a strikeout there by Madison. So a quick out number one. That's going to bring up Jorge Caballero. Caballero with a .284 average. Three home runs and 19 ribbies. Not a luck for Caballero on offense today. First pitch, strike to Caballero. 0-1 the count with one out. Tyler Madison in here for the close. Big time throw by him. 95 on the gun. Count goes to 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Caballero. And Caballero just getting a piece of it foul. Count goes to 1-2. And this fastball up high and away. Count goes even 2-2. We'll be back tomorrow, folks. Fans in the stands. Silver Sluggers night here at the Dean. Baseball bingo all night. And even though I don't really win ever, it's always fun to see everybody here have a great time, win some baseball bingo, and watch some great baseball. We got the stars of tomorrow here. Why not? As Caballero fouls this one, staying alive like John Travolta. Count goes full here in the bottom of the ninth with one out. Flying Tigers holding on to a 4-2 lead. Trying to get their fifth win in a row. And a big swing and a miss. And Caballero goes down on strikes. A big-time fastball by Madison, a 95-mile-per-hour fastball for strike number three. So with two outs now in the bottom of the ninth, Tanner Allen comes into the box, and he's had a good game offensively. Here comes the first pitch to him. Big swing and a miss, strike one. So Tyler Madison has come into this game in relief and is bringing the heat. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss by Allen. That's strike number two. Allen down in the count 0-2 with two outs. Here we go. Madison trying to end it. And he does. Retiring Allen in a big time strikeout for Tyler Madison in relief. Getting the save and closing out the game for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. What a game at the Dean, folks, for game one of this series between the Lakeland Flying Tigers and the Jupiter Hammerheads. 4-2, Flying Tigers with the victory. on 8 hits and no errors. 2 runs for the Hammerheads on 7 hits, 2 errors. What a game tonight to open up the series, the final series of the regular season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I'll be back with you on the call tomorrow night. Don't forget, fans in the stands here for the final week of the regular season, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And don't forget, Inflatable Palooza. Oh, man, so much fun for everybody here. Bring the kids, bring everybody. Baseball and family fun entertainment, folks, all week at the Dean as we wrap up the season. As far as tonight goes, the Lakeland Flying Tigers improved to 33-26 on the season, 65-60 overall, winning their 5th straight game in a row. And as far as the Hammerheads, they fall to 25-35 on the season, now 57-65 on the year overall, losing their 3rd straight game. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow night. Baseball bingo all night. Silver Sluggers night here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Jupiter, Florida, the scene. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network for this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball. And what a game it was. Live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. We'll be back tomorrow for Game 2 between the Lakeland Flying Tigers and the Jupiter Hammerheads. First pitch at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. I'll see you then, folks. Have a safe drive home, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Adios, amigos.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family.